Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 7th June 1970. If you cannot stabilize yourself in the point form for a long period of time, then don't waste time in that. You will be able to stabilize yourself in the form of point when you first have the practice of pure positive thoughts. Remove impure thoughts with pure positive thoughts. Just as you have to steer the car around if the brakes fail when an accident is about to happen, the point form is the brake. If the brake cannot be applied, then turn the intellect away from waste thoughts and engage it in pure positive thoughts. Sometimes it happens that you don't have to apply a brake to protect yourself, but instead you have to steer around. Try not to have any waste thoughts, but just to have pure positive thoughts throughout the whole day. When you pass in this subject, you will be easily able to stabilize yourself in the point form. This is Avyakta Murli of 7th June 1970. If suppose you are driving a car and suddenly some accident is about to happen, what you do? You apply brake. But if suppose brake fails, what you do? You turn, you steer around. That is what you have to do. If suppose there is a child running in on the crossing the street and you are going at full speed and suddenly you find that child is in front of your car and you want to apply brake and you find that brake has failed, what you do? You suddenly turn the car, steer around. To apply brake is to get stabilized in the form of point form. But Baba said, this may not be possible all the time. Then you have a second option. What is that? In order to avoid accident, you have a second option. The second option is to turn, to steer around. This turning around is to engage in pure positive thoughts. One is to achieve that highest form where you feel that you are just a point of light, a point form. And that's perhaps the highest form of yoga, as we were discussing yesterday. Highest form of yoga is divine romance and you have spiritual union with God in supreme abode. That is the one form of yoga. But when that is not happening, then what? If you don't apply brake, any other option? If you don't want to steer around and your brake has failed, any other option?
Change the gear.
Still, accident can happen. So you have to take help of some other thing, like pure positive thoughts. These pure positive thoughts are definitely not yoga. Yoga is union of soul with supreme soul. Yoga is supreme communion with God. Yoga is to practice those spiritual drills. Yoga is to go beyond body consciousness. Yoga is to rise above. Yoga is to have that experience in the subtle world of avyakta stage. Yoga is all that. But just if you remain only in pure positive thoughts, that will actually create a background, that will create a foundation gradually to enter into that stage of yoga. Okay? So Baba is telling us, you must learn this art when you are in that horrible stage of negativity, depression, worthlessness. That time, engage yourself or impure thoughts or attack of vices. That time, engage in pure positive thoughts. So now the question is, what are pure and positive thoughts? Or rather, what are positive thoughts? How to create positive thoughts? From where to get the positive thoughts? How those positive thoughts will help us. What do positive thoughts do to us? How to be positive in negative situations? So we'll discuss few things about this. First, to use positive language. Do not use negative words while speaking. For example, using positive words, because words are very powerful. They are weapons. Even if you use wrong word, that has a power to penetrate into your subconscious mind. If you keep on repeating wrong thing for a long time, that will become reality. That will become reality. That is the power of words. What are mantras? They keep on repeating mantras. Is it only that it should be spoken in Sanskrit? It's not. Mark Twain has said, just by repeating one mantra, if you do that, any mantra should do. So he started repeating his own name. Mark Twain, Mark Twain, Mark Twain, Mark Twain, Mark Twain. There is a mention of this. Let me see what happens. He said that any mantra is mantra for that matter. It's not necessary that it should be in that particular Hindi or Sanskrit or any language. It can be in any language. In your vernacular language. You can repeat it. Anything which is repeated becomes reality. Has a tendency to become reality. So, the first principle of positive thought is using positive language. And not using negative words like I can't do. He can't do. He doesn't know. Man, what are the other negative words in the language? Don't give me homework. I am very busy. I have so many other things to do. Then, I am tired. If you keep on repeating it, you will definitely become tired. I am sick, I am sick, I am sick, I have headache. Not a single doctor is good here. I have seen all the doctors in the world. Nobody can treat me. No medicine works on me. It works for 2 months and then it becomes ineffective. I want something new. I don't get good advices here. People are very cunning here. People are very selfish here. This is a language. You enter into any language, you become the embodiment. You start using language, the greatest calamity on humanity is the use of language for wrong reasons. You use anything and it becomes reality. Anything that may be. So, the first principle of positive thinking is use positive language. Okay, one. Second, what else? See the hidden benefit in each and every situation. No matter what life brings you, there is definitely some clandestine or hidden thing within it, which is very much beneficial for me. Trying to see hidden benefit in each and every situation. This is the principle of positive thinking. Third, what else? How to always be positive? Okay, what you read, that has a great impact on your life. Media has a very strong, powerful influence on human mind. Whatever you read in newspaper, in books, what you see on TV, media, all those things, and today's media is negative media. Overall. Stark negative media. What newspapers tell you? You open any news channel, they shout, they scream, speak over each other. They are not peace channel, but there are noise channel, these are. Peaceless channel. They quarrel, scream, shout, debate. What sort of energy is there? What negativity is there? Everywhere. So this is what there. All negative things. Books, newspapers, magazines, discussions, media, news, TV, movies, advertisements, everything. What is there in that? Just imagine if somebody does this media detox or digital detox and stay away for just 10 days, he will be such a peaceful creature. He will be such a peaceful creature. Now everybody is in hurry. Sometimes you look at animals, they look so happy. The cow sitting, she has no worry who is ruling the country, BJP or Congress. She is sitting, look at the monkeys. They are jumping, hopping from one branch to another. They are not bothered about what is happening, who has killed whom, about court cases, about movies, nothing. They are leading, they are, because if you see, they are totally distanced from all this media thing. It's good to have knowledge. It's good to be updated. It's good to have information. It's good to be worldly wise. But in Brahmin life, when to put full stop to those things is an important thing. Sometimes we become, in Brahmin life only one thing is important. Where to stop. Where to stop. That's very important. Because we see some people keep on doing a particular service and they are so much like, for example, some retreat center is getting constructed and one group is busy in shopping, purchasing. It's good that you need shopping, you need purchasing for center and other things. But they are so much into that, drowned, neck deep, drowned in that, that sometimes you feel, is this the only service? Is this the only reality? Decoration. One group is so much dedicated to decoration, day and night they think only of decoration. From where to get the curtain, from where to get the chandelier, from where to get the some flower pot and all those things. It's good to have all those things, but one more important thing here, when you see others engaging all these things, it's a good learning for you that tells you that I need not to do like this. It's important, but where you put a full stop, that is very important. Otherwise, there is no end. If I decide, let me become worldly wise, I have to know all the things that are happening in India. Okay? Let me see. All the news, what has happened in Delhi, in Mumbai, what is happening in sports, what is happening in politics, what is happening in the field of religion, who are the new fake Babas mushrooming in this world. So many things I have to think of. But then, there is a full stop to somewhere. You have to put a full stop somewhere. Otherwise, there is no end to this. This is endless. Endless. So, positive thinking means positive books, positive literature, positive media, positive entertainment, if at all you want, positive sports. Otherwise, sports is such a good thing, but then you are engaged in who is doing fixing there, match fixing, who is doing, what is happening to that, what are the scandals, what are the scams. So much Maya everywhere. So you have to have such a fixed vision, positive media, positive literature, positive books. If at all you are interested in reading, if at all you are interested in seeing movies, see religious movies, historical movies, if at all you want to see. If you at all want to read, read historical books, read lives of saints and devotees, that will inspire you. Read lives of patriots, that will inspire you. Read lives of all the religious leaders. Read lives of all the, they will inspire you somewhere. Something of their life will inspire you. Something, one small point of their life will definitely prove a source of inspiration for you. And that will suddenly explain you some hidden meaning of some word in Baba, from Baba's Murli. So if you are, so positive literature. Third, first we said positive language, then positive reading or positive viewing, seeing. Third, positive food. Which food? We are talking of the, okay, food, nutrition, positive food is a very important thing. what deities used to eat? It's an important question to ask. How they used to eat? You need to understand this food is such an important thing. Very, very important thing. The moment we distort food from its natural stage, it disintegrates. It gets denatured. All the nutrients are destroyed. To have pure food is a good thing. To have sattvic diet prepared by Brahmins, definitely we eat that only. But in that also, with what thoughts person is preparing it? What is the depth of surrender in preparing that food? What are the thoughts? And most important thing, what is the attitude? It is the, we are eating to live or living to eat. Every day one should ask oneself this question. Am I eating to live or am I living to eat? Is eating or cooking or food the only and the only purpose of life? Is that the only purpose of life? That so much concentration and so much everything is surrounding around food only. Why in bhakti the importance of fasting? At least few days they used to fast. And if you ask some Brahmin to fast for one day, just even for health reason, it becomes such a hectic, difficult task for them. Because somewhere unconsciously we have got addicted to food. Delicious food. Tasty food. Imagine if suppose for 10 days you are told you will get only dry chapati, no theplas, a food which is without oil for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, all those who would remain stable are the should be the real yogis. I am not taking we, I am telling if they are served. For example, if suppose what is in the breakfast, if the same thing is served at lunch, will everyone be happy? And oh, so nice. The same thing was in the breakfast and same thing in the lunch. I am so happy. Will that be the attitude? Or this we already ate, now it has become stale within few hours. What will be the attitude? Is that we say, oh, we just eat for the sake of living. We go 3 times, we eat and come back. But every time it is so nice. Imagine if it is not so, then will you be able to remain stable? Will you be able to remain calm? Will you be able to eat that food without any complaints? But with what attitude? With love or with complaint? With cribbings? How you eat that? That is why this is a very bold and very powerful statement that humanity is addicted to all the delicacies. Sugar addiction, salt addiction, oil addiction, spices addiction. These are addictions. Though we always talk, we have given up non-veg and all those things. Fine. That's fine. But all these things, one, a person who is putting this, if you are served white rice, you just get depressed. You don't want that. You want it to go through oil. The moment it goes through oil, it becomes so tasty. Now tell me, yeah, same, frying. So this is the white and this is colorful or fragrant. These are small pieces of rice. These are big rice. Big pieces. Basmati. So this pulls you and this doesn't attract you. So is this the stage of yogi? This is the dry chapati here, broken. And this is here, all hot and oil and colorful and butter. So this pulls you. Is this the stage of yogi? Yogi is the one who is a master of his senses. No matter what you do, what knowledge you read, you narrate, you give speeches, whatever. Yogi has to be the controller of his senses. Complete control. That is the definition of yogi. And the greatest addiction is food. I am not telling not to eat. I am not telling to give up this thing and that thing. I am telling even if things are not there, still you remain happy. That shows that you are not addicted. A person who keeps on drinking tea 4 times and says, no, I am not addicted. Everybody says like that only. Just as every alcoholic and every smoker says, if I smoke, but if I don't get, it's okay. Sometimes I don't get also, still, it is not like that. Addiction pulls you. Any addiction. Food, how much it is needed for the body. And what we are eating. The quantity. What we are eating is double than what is needed for the body. And that is why so many diseases. And that is why all the diseases, all the diabetes, all the sugars, everything, all the diseases. Otherwise, have you ever seen any animal, except for accidents and other things, suffering, any monkey suffering from diabetes? You say that, I have to eat this, otherwise how will I gain strength? Look at that elephant, such a huge body, and what he eats. What that elephant eats? Is that elephant non-vegetarian? You need to understand food in depth. Learn from nature. Nature's first law is unprocessed food. Natural food. Food as it is. At least if you eat 3 meals, one meal should be uncooked. 1 out of 3, at least. Because that will create some vitality within you, energy within you. Whatever you eat at night, people eat late at night and people eat all so many variety of things. How can you get up at Amrit Vela? How can you have powerful yoga? How can you have that experience of lightness? It's very difficult. Your food has to be very light. And this body doesn't demand so much. Baba always says in Murli, 2 chapatis. But are Brahmins happy with 2 chapati ever? I don't think so. They are not happy. If you just provide chapati and sabji, you see how many varieties are there. 3 katoris and 2 this and then few outside of the thali. The space is less. I think bigger thalis should be there. So that so many varieties are there. But are we really eating as much as is needed? If you ask, the answer is no. We are actually eating more than what is needed for this body. And that's why we suffer. That's why diseases. Something or other keeps on happening. Try to eat less one day and then you see what happens. Whatever you eat, eat half of that. If you eat every day 2 chapatis or 4, try to eat 2 and then see. By evening you will die. Don't fear death so much. We are souls. First chapter. Imperishable. We are not going to die if you eat half chapati less or some new sabji is prepared and is it compulsory that you should go and take that? If you don't take that, I don't think anybody will die. Yogi is someone who is a controller of senses, who is a Karmendrajit, who is Jitendriya, who is a master of his senses, who knows, who is a controller of his taste, his tongue. He knows how much to eat and what to eat and what not to eat. Uncontrolled eating, whole day. Somebody came, gave toli, it's gone. Somebody came, gave toli, gone. Then between breakfast and lunch you have eaten already 4 times. Because somebody or other is giving you toli. Should we give up toli? They have lot of questions like this. It's the question of how controlled you are. Look at Brahma Baba. Was he suffering from that obesity? No. Look at his body postures. How much controlled moderation in diet. Mita Ahar. Is the qualification of a yogi. A person who is obese and all, suffering from multiple diseases, maybe anything, abdominal complaints or anything, somewhere diet is wrong. They go to doctors and so many things. No doctor is going to tell you anything. You have to search your own diet. And one final answer is, the more you go near nature, the more healthy you will become. The more you are away from nature, you suffer. And that's why humanity has suffered. Somebody has said somewhere, from Copper Age, Dwapar Yug, two things are responsible for downfall. One is body consciousness, second is cooking. These two things have led to the downfall of humanity. Fire and body consciousness and lust and vices. Rather, some people have said cooking itself is vice. These are very bold statements. Very, very bold statement. Never ever. I don't think I have spoken about them ever time before. Or anybody in this place also has spoken on this. Because it becomes a controversial topic. But this is truth. This is reality. You study. Baba has never said. And why Baba did not talk about this, we will discuss in some other class. 10 reasons that why Baba did not spoken on this. That is a different subject. But it is truth. Why everybody is suffering? You keep on eating, then you suffer, then you go to doctor, and then you keep on eating 10 different tablets, and then side effects. And then they produce some new drug. This is 100% natural. First you destroy your body by going unnatural, and then you start taking natural things that too made synthetically to cure you. What a paradox. Last statement, soul consciousness on one side and addiction to all this processed food on another side, this is contradictory. You cannot achieve the highest stage of soul consciousness or highest stage of churning of knowledge by all these things. You have to somewhere stop. Okay? Actually, we were discussing positive thinking, but we jumped to food. And that's why please never again mention about food, otherwise discussion goes somewhere. Okay? So think today about what are the benefits of positive thinking and pure thoughts. Om Shanti.